Welcome to the A-Level Physics Deep Dive Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a cornerstone of electricity, OCR A-Level Physics, Module 4.2, Energy, Power, and Resistance. This topic is fundamental, not just for your exams, but for understanding how every electronic device you own actually works. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the core concepts, walk through how to secure top marks in the exam, and bust some of the most common myths and mistakes that trip candidates up year after year. So, grab a pen, clear your desk, and let's get ready to supercharge your understanding of circuits. Upbeat music fades in and out. Right, let's start with the absolute basics. The difference between electromotive force, or EMF, and potential difference, or PD. Examiners love to test this. Get this wrong, and you're immediately losing an easy mark. Both are measured in volts, but they describe opposite processes. Think of a circuit like a delivery service. The battery is the depot. The EMF is the energy the depot gives to each delivery van, each unit of charge, to go out on its route. So, the definition you must learn is EMF, EV is the energy transferred from chemical energy to electrical energy per unit charge. It's the work done on the charge carriers. Potential difference, on the other hand, is the energy that van delivers to a house along its route. It's the energy transferred from electrical energy to other forms, like heat and light in a bulb. So, PD is the work done by the charge carriers as they pass through a component. For you, Sodi Siri. For you, Zik. Always finish your definition with the phrase per unit charge. Just saying energy transferred won't get you the mark. Next up, resistance. We all know V equals IR, Ohm's law, but A level demands a deeper understanding through resistivity. Resistivity, symbol, rho, is a fundamental property of a material itself. It tells you how much that material inherently resists the flow of current. The equation you need is rho equals RA slate black back down. R is the resistance in ohms, L is the length of the wire in meters, and A is its cross-sectional area in meters squared. A common exam question will give you the diameter of a wire in millimeters and expect you to calculate its resistance. This is a multi-step process designed to catch people out. First, calculate the area using A equals pi or guade. Remember to halve the diameter to get the radius. Second, and this is the killer mistake, you must convert your area from square millimeters to square meters. To go from millimeters to meters, you divide by 1,000. To go from m squared to m squared, you must divide by 1,000 squared, which is 1 million. So many candidates divide by 1,000 and lose a crucial mark. Don't be one of them. Now, let's talk power. Power is the rate of energy transfer. The main equation is P equals IV. Power in watts equals current in amps times voltage in volts. But we can combine this with V equals IR to derive two other incredibly useful forms. If you substitute V equals IR into P equals IV, you get P equals I times IR, which simplifies to P equals I squared R. This is perfect for questions about power loss in transmission cables where you know the current and resistance. Alternatively, if you rearrange V equals IR to get I equals V by R and substitute that into P equals 4, you get P equals V by R times V, which gives you P equals V squared square R. This is ideal for parallel circuits where the voltage across each component is the same. You must be fluent in deriving and selecting the correct power equation for the job. Finally, let's look at how components behave with our IV characteristic graphs. For a standard ohmic resistor at constant temperature, the graph of current against voltage is a straight line through the origin. The resistance is constant. But for a filament lamp, it's a different story. As you increase the voltage, the filament gets hotter. This causes the metal ions in the filament to vibrate with greater amplitude. These vibrating ions get in the way of the charge carriers, the electrons, causing more frequent collisions. This increases the resistance. So the IV graph for a lamp is a curve that gets shallower as voltage increases. A key exam tip, the gradient of an IV graph is I divided by V, which is 1 over R. So a shallower gradient means a higher resistance. For a diode, it's even more extreme. It allows current to flow easily in one direction, forward bias, after a threshold voltage of about 0.6 or 0.7 volts, but has a very, very high resistance in the other direction, reverse bias, allowing almost no current through. Upbeat music fades in and out. Now for our exam tips and common mistakes section. First, as we've said, definitions for EMF and PD must end with per unit charge. It's a non-negotiable A01 marking point. Second, in show that calculations for resistivity, write down every single step of your working, especially the area calculation. Even if you make a calculator error, you will be awarded method marks. Third, a classic error is confusing the gradient of an IV graph. If I is on the y-axis, the gradient is 1 arm R. If V is on the y-axis, the gradient is R. Always check the axes. Fourth, when calculating the cost of energy, you'll use the kilowatt hour. Remember, this is a unit of energy, not power. You must convert your power to kilowatts and your time to hours before you multiply them together. 1 kilowatt hour is equal to 3.6 megajoules. Upbeat music fades in and out. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? No looking at your notes. 3 questions. Let's go. Question 1. What is the key phrase you must include when defining potential difference to secure the mark? Pause. Answer. Per unit charge. Question 2. To convert a cross-sectional area from square millimeters to square meters, what factor must you divide by? Pause. Answer. 1 million or 10 to the power of 6. Question 3. For a filament lamp, as voltage increases, what happens to its resistance and why? Pause. Answer. Resistance increases because the filament gets hotter, causing increased vibration of lattice ions, which leads to more frequent collisions with electrons. Upbeat music fades in and out. So, to summarize, MPF is work done on charges by the source. PD is work done by charges in a component. Resistivity is an intrinsic property of a material, and you must master the unit conversions. You have 3 power equations at your disposal. P equals 4, P equals I squared R, and P equals V squared R, so choose wisely. And finally, the IV graphs tell a story about resistance, especially how temperature affects it in a filament lamp. That's all for this episode. Go back through your notes, try some past paper questions, and I'll see you next time on the A-Level Physics Deep Dive.